a dry and dull subject, but Walt asked me to throw something together here, why we use districts, how they came about, what we started with. There's about 37,000 licensed amateur radio operators in Ohio, divided up into 10 districts. During a disaster, we're going to have to pass traffic through all these districts and through all the counties in one way or another and get them back to EMA in Columbus in most cases. A good example, I guess, is Skywarn. There are six different districts that cover the 30 counties, 28 in Ohio and two in Pennsylvania. All of this information from that everybody does in Skywarn goes back to one radio operator at the Weather Service. And when you stop and think about it, there's, like I said, 30 counties, 28 in Ohio, two in Western Pennsylvania. Ohio is fifth in the number of trained spotters, the Cleveland Weather Office, with 2,555 trained spotters. Norman, Oklahoma, Dallas, Texas are one and two, and there are a couple others in between, but the Cleveland office is right up there with the rest of them. So, and there are some new criteria coming out this year for hail reporting and a couple other things, so good idea to do Skywarn training this year, even if you did it last year. Out of these 30 counties, there's over 12,000 amateurs and all trying to get into one radio operator. So it can make it kind of tough, and Joe gets a little fussy about trying to get calls in there on 6 meters all the time. So many years ago, when the Akron Weather Office closed and everything went to Cleveland, it was divided up into these six districts. It was originally set up for paging. We had a real nice paging system with, I think it was Arch, and then it went to somebody else, where you could page by county or by district, and we could get advance warnings what was going on. But it seemed to work real well. Some of the counties got moved around for, I didn't want to work with this county, or we didn't want to work with that group of counties, so some of them got shifted around a little on the borders. But pretty much it also follows the way the weather comes through the area. To give you a sort of a breakdown of all the operators in all the six districts. And again, we're set up for paging and for basically way the weather comes through this part of the country. Each county basically operates their own net, as we know, and gets the information back to one person who gets that again to a district who gets it back to the backbone. Summit County goes through the 147-345 over in New England County. Right? Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
147-345.
345. And in Portage County, everything goes up through a repeater up in Newberry. And then from there goes to the 6 meter backbone. So you end up taking all these different bits of information and getting them back to one spot. That way you only have six people sending information in instead of 12,000. If we had a weather event, something like this coming through, and you can't see the map on there real well, but you'd have a whole bunch of people trying to come in and make contact all at the same time, it'd get kind of tough, and I just lost it. Okay, back in 2007, the ARS districts were restructured to more closely align with the Department of Homeland Security and their districts. And these are the eight districts that they have, and we're basically all in District 5 of the Homeland Security. And I have a meeting with them in April. We're gonna have DECs from the area, Northeast Ohio, we're going to all meet with EMA and sort of get together and see what's going on, how we can help each other, and try and get a little more formalized thing going between us that we've sort of lost over the last few years. These districts were originally adopted from the Department of Health and how they had things set up. The Department of Education has also used these same districts. It was developed originally by population and sort of split up that way. Some of them, like where we are in District 5 for ARES, we have an awful lot of people in that whole general area, even though it doesn't look like it. Again, going back to the OSERP, based on operations at a county level, which follows the organization set up by EMA and the local planning committees and so on. ECs are appointed with each ETC responsible for one county, and then the counties are grouped together into districts. Again, we're going back to that same thing, and each district has a coordinator. So if you have a problem in one district where you run out of people, and you go to the district emergency coordinator, he'll go to the state emergency coordinator to get more people. They may end up coming from some other state, even possible. Like we send people down to Louisiana and so on for Katrina. Usually, if you have an emergency, everything's going to start at the county level. Walt's going to be the first one to know about it over here. He's going to organize his people, get things going, get things started, and then notify me what's going on. And again, if he runs out of people, he's going to call me, and I'll, knowing what else is going around, decide where to get other people to come in and finish out the whatever else he needs to get things going. Just a basic operating system of how you would set something up to get information back to the National Traffic Safety National Traffic System. And I know I hear some of you on the OSSBN and a couple of the other Tri-County Traffic Net and so on. So that's it. It's kind of hard to make that funny and interesting other than cut and dry, so try and make it short.